Hi Tom.
Hi Kevin.
We're in the midst of the Corona crisis, but nevertheless, we're going to talk about trends in events for 2021. The first question I have: will there be events? It's kind of difficult to predict now.
Well, normally it's easier to say what's going to happen next year than to say something about the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But today it's more easy to talk about the next 10 years than about next year.
Yeah.
It's really difficult. And I think I'm not a scientist. I have no clue about how those viruses can change and adapt.
Mm-hmm.
For me, what's important is that we think about this as a marathon and not as a sprint. When you see it as a sprint, when you see a coronavirus as a sprint, then you wait until it's back business as usual.
Yeah, we're all waiting for the vaccine, and then it will be all solved.
And then it will all be solved. And hopefully it's next week.
Yeah.
That's why they talk about the V curve. When there's a crisis, they hope that then it's going to immediately pop up back again. And some say, well, no, it's going to be a U-curve. Like, it's going to take some more time, but eventually we'll go up again. Some talk about a W-curve. The W-curve, maybe this is happening now. It was almost perfect, and then back again.
Mm-hmm.
And go back up. And so that's a W-curve. Now, whatever you think, what kind of curve it will be, eventually we will go back to business. But it's going to take some time. So please don't sit today in a sprint modus where you wait or that you just find solutions to survive. And of course, some companies, some people, hey, you know, me too. You do acts now just only to survive. But please also take the time to think ahead, to think beyond your next day, to think beyond the survival of today, to think about the survival of the next 5 or 10 years. And then we need to think about a marathon. Take Corona and use it from a perspective as a marathon. It's not something that will be over tomorrow. So please, if you have a solution for your guests, let it be something that they want to do for the next year. If it's only something that they will do tomorrow, because they love you, but they will only do it once,
mm-hmm.
then you will lose them the next day. For me, that's a really good example is retail now. And I know in the event industry, when you think about hygiene,
mm-hmm.
cleanness of stuff, everything needs to be clean for the event industry, but for retail as well. But if you go to a retailer, if you go to a shop, the first thing you do when you enter a shop is you need to clean, well, you wash your hands.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's terrible. It's not the hand sanitizer from home. Hand sanitizer from home, they smell great. But when you go to a shop, that smells horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's or you smell alcohol or you smell rotten eggs. It's terrible.
Yeah.
So if you just have to go to one shop, you'll survive it. But if you want to search something nice for you or your partner or your children, you don't do 2 or 3 shops. After the second or the third shop, you just hate the smell. You just don't want to enter a shop anymore, and then you'll buy stuff online.
Yeah, and the first reason you went out there was to have a good time, to have an experience.
Yes, and shops, but also events. You think about the smell of an event. You think about the sound of an event. You think about the hostess, and you think about the design. But the very first thing that people now see, feel,
a bottle of hand sanitizer.
is a really, really bad sanitizer. So we have to think about this. And I know it's not easy to find really well will smell, but it is possible, and you should look further. Or there are already droplets, so you can drop a certain amount in your bottle, so eventually the smell is way better. And maybe this is an opportunity to think about the right smell for your event or the right smell for your restaurant or your shop. What is, so not only we can have sommeliers, the person who chooses the right wine, we can also have some kind of sommelier for the smell of your house, of your event, of your retail space, or maybe of your office. I think hygiene, when you think about beyond Corona, what will eventually stay here, the search for hygiene will stay. So the solutions you find now, don't see it as a sprint, see it as a marathon. You will have to use those stuff for years now. So please keep this in mind.
One of the trends you were talking about already in the past few years when you were actually here in the studio was everything regarding well-being. And I think that's a topic that these days even gets more important.
It's extremely important, Kevin. You know, when the lockdown came, well-being, because everybody was scared, immediately rose and became extremely important. And is today still important, but will become extremely important when we think about winter, when everything gets darker and colder. What we saw during the first lockdown was that people start nesting. And nesting means that we try to gather stuff around us in our house that are cozy. So we stopped buying luxurious lingerie and we started buying pajamas. and so we wanted to have everything cozy around us to feel better. Like every time when there is a crisis, when there is some kind of a hiccup, when the world is changing, we search for coziness, we search for warmth and stability. And in the beginning, it was at your home. Of course, you couldn't stay home, so people start walking around, running in the neighborhoods, cycling. I think that everything, whenever there's a big change, elements that are already there, but not entirely mainstream, sometimes they get a boost. And for instance, a lot of people in their 40s, a lot of men in their 40s, they already bought a bike because that was hip and trendy to do. But now we actually are cycling.
we're using it.
So everybody started walking around. By the way, again, also youngsters, it started to become trendy to hike before Corona. So it blew up now. Everybody's walking, everybody's cycling, everybody's running. It's for well-being. But my question is, what will happen when it gets colder? How will we found elements to get out, to energize us? I think being energized is going to be one of the key questions, how to do that, how to keep our teams energized, how to keep myself energized. When you're in-house, when it's cold outside, when it's dark outside. If you think about your event, what we now see is, the 1 meter and a half, that's something you can think about. But most of the problems is entering the event. So what we now see at events and also in retail stores, there's a giant queue. Everybody's waiting to go inside. We need to think about that because we're now waiting outside. That's not a problem. But will you wait outside when it's raining, when it's cold? Will you do this? I don't think so. I see pictures of Americans waiting outside in lines to buy guns. I think they keep on waiting in line to buy a gun. And I think we as Belgians, we probably will wait in line for a French fries or something like that, or a beer. But we're not going to wait outside just to buy some piece of clothing or yeah. for just an event. If it's not Tomorrowlands, we're not going to wait outside. So we see this is going to have impact on us. So we really need to start thinking about how to get people outside, how to help people in their well-being. And for instance, when you think about clothes, we're now having the masks, but masks are good now. But what happens when it gets colder and we have we're completely surrounded by clothes? Will we gonna wash our jackets every day because it's surrounded? No, we're not gonna wash it. If you wash your jacket every day, it's probably gonna be destroyed after 7 days. Yeah. So we need to think about new types of textile, new types of clothes that are actually gonna help us to be able to find well-being, to be outside, to meet each other.
But just the fact, Ed, you said people are not now going outside, and that's okay because it's summer. But in winter, they won't be. Do you see an opportunity for the event industry there that they could organize whatever to facilitate the well-being?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. I think when you hear this story of people get difficulty to go outside and well-being is in problem, then I think about last year, because last year, Kevin, we talked about loneliness. Mm-hmm. And that loneliness is going to be one of the key problems the next 10 or 20 years, and that the event industry has a very important role to play there. For this, is the same thing. Loneliness is going to rise. Well-being is going to mental problems are going to rise. So there is the event industry, and you can bring people together. You can mix it online, offline, but you can bring people together. And even if it's only with 10 people, 20 people, 30 people, whatever, as long as you bring people together, that's what we need. Because when you start the lockdown, people suddenly found out that technology is interesting.
Yeah.
So they started to Skype, they started to Zoom, Teams, and so on and so on. We even, with our colleagues, with our guests, with our family, we start to have Zoom sessions. And a lot of brands and events jumped on this to use Zoom as a way to bring people together. And it is fun from a gimmick point of view. Mm-hmm. But from a marathon point of view, a long-term point of view, we need to be careful with this. Because we are creating zombies. And zombies is a combination of Zoom and zombies. It appears that when you look at Zoom and we have a meeting or an event at Zoom, people feel unfocused. People feel exhausted. And it appears that from a psychological point of view, when you see someone through Zoom, but you don't feel the physical connection, that messes your head around. You feel exhausted. It is like you don't have connection, and you're almost yeah kind of negative. You don't feel happy with this. So that's why people are getting unfocused, getting frustrated, getting very, very tired of all those Zoom meetings. If you want, by the way, if you want to talk to someone, energize someone, you don't put on a Zoom meeting. It appears that only voice has more emotional power than seeing someone through this system that we are now using. Yeah? So don't fall in the trap of the gimmick item of Zoom. You can use Zoom from a digital point of view, from where you use the digital and digital and bring it together. The best, the luxury, the thing that we need from a mental point of view, the connection, you can't create this through Zoom. You need to bring people together. But if you are a nerd,
guilty,
and you like new experiments, and if you say like I want to do something, I want to try stuff out, maybe for your next event, but bring it smaller. Maybe for your next team event, like when you do something with your team, try out Fortnite or Second Life. Second Life was popular in 10 years, 15 years
Does
ago.
Does it still exist?
It still exists, and it has power to grow, because it appears that, and you see this with our children, when they play Fortnite, and they're with all those friends, and they're talking, they're chatting, and they play Fortnite, they don't get tired. And that's not an age issue. That's just because it appears that when you have a virtual figure inside a game, or inside a platform, it suddenly is not so tired, so tireful. So you keep on getting energized. So your next management meeting or team meeting, do it inside Fortnite.
And don't shoot each other then.
see what happens, and maybe you find ways to organize smaller events with guests, with a really good client, just as an experiment, just from a play perspective. Because maybe, Kevin, mm-hmm. that's what we need to take out with this. Like if you start thinking about Corona not from a sprint vision, but from a marathon vision, where it's a long-term vision, you need to start playing. You need to start experimenting. You can wait, but until what? Mm-hmm. Yes, eventually we're going to go back to business. Eventually, events will rise again, and it will be again like the old times, mm-hmm. like pre-Corona. Of course, after every crisis, every extreme crisis, we see that after a certain time, we go back to business. When you think about 9/11, eventually we start flying again. When you think about the financial crisis, eventually we're again taking our money to the banks. So eventually it's back to business. But things change. It's back to business, but there are things that changed. Mm-hmm. And those changes we found normal. And it appears that after extreme shock, when you change elements during that shock, people are fluently, they go with you, they go with the flow. And when it's back to business, those changes become the new normal. So for instance, after 9/11, yes, business as usual, we start flying again, but the security is incredible. Before 9/11, you couldn't create this type of security. People would not like that.
No, no.
But during that shock, you can change those elements, and now people are not surprised that they get completely checked up, and their facial recognition and so on and so on. Yeah. So what can this mean for the event industry? What are now the experiments? And I think digital, of course, is mm-hmm. number one. Yeah. But we've been talking about different trends the past years, Kevin, together. Those trends, now you can play with it. Now you can change it. When there's a client always saying, no, we can't choose sustainability, now is the moment. If you believe in sustainability, that is your direction, choose sustainability. Mm-hmm. Now is the moment to change this. When you're fed up with all those cash, but your clients always say, no, cash is important and so on, now is the moment to go to a cashless event. Now is the moment. Change this. When it's back to business, people not want to go back, but this is the new normal. So mm-hmm. now is the time to play, to experiment. Hell, if you're really nerdy, go to blockchain. Blockchain is going through the roof the past couple of months. There are so many really nice changes, innovations for entertainment business in blockchain. If you're interested in this, mm-hmm. take time, play now with this. Because it's possible that when everything goes back to business, that is going to be the new normal. So yep. you better be prepared. It's okay to be in a survival modus. I'm also in survival modus. I'm also trying to survive the next day and try to find new clients and try to, and it is terrible. I had, for September, the entire month was fully booked with lectures, with events, and every day I have cancellations. So it's normal to be in this kind of survival modus. But take your time. Take your time to also think beyond Corona. Mm-hmm. And try to experiment, try to play. You know, cleanness is an issue. Play with it, experiment with it. You know that connection, loneliness, mental well-being is a problem. Play, find solutions, try stuff out. Now's the time to experiment. And when we go back to business, then you can grow really, really fast because you know how it works.
Yeah, I really like the positive idea of now being the time to reinvent the event industry of tomorrow and take your advantage of that. Tom, thank you really much for sharing these insights with us.
You're welcome, as always, Kevin.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.